大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is the ever rational Adam.
Rational 很理智是吧？Adam 特别爱看中国电视剧，然后呢，最近他迷上了一部跟理智相关的剧集啊，就是《理智派生活》。
Right, so I just to correct Jenny or just to add one thing, yes, I do love to watch Chinese TV shows, but only if they talk about women in their 30s.
Exactly. 上次你爱的那个是《三十而已》，讲三十多岁的女性，然后最近在国内很火的一个剧。理智派生活女主角秦岚演的这个也是三十多岁、
right.
然后在职场奋斗又要 balance 感情啊、mm-hmm. 然后对各种各样的
Yeah
Yeah You love women in 30s
Women in their 30s That's,、yeah. that's it It's the trend、yeah.
我也觉得好那这一部戏呢我觉得各种各样的角度啊不管是从你看它的剧名理智派生活、理智英语怎么表达因为这个戏里我们刚刚讲的其实表达了很多人现在的那种挣扎 struggles、right? 然后还有一点很重要的 This is the first time 我们开言英语在电视剧里面做 some product placement 有一些植入、I'm proud of it 我很骄傲我想跟大家分享因为我觉得这个戏它的主题就我跟我们开源用户很多很像啊 you know,、
right.
try to improve yourselves and try to get ahead in your career.
Right.
而且我前面不是还给你看秦岚推荐开源英语的广告吗
I'm a little biased, of course, but I thought it was a very well done ad.
我也觉得就是很契合嘛、right? The product and the show and、
right.
the actress are really aligned.
Right, right, right. I don't know why there couldn't have been a picture of me in the ad,、you know? Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. We're doing a series of ads. Adam 的脸应该在里面。
I can be very rational.
We can place you in the drama.、
Oh,
把你放在他可能做他的英语老师之类的。
I'll be the emotional...English teacher.
to compliment her
rational life.
Side,、
yeah.
right? 好那既然讲到这个理性与感性 let's first look at the name of the show, 理智派生活。这里这个派就是说他是这种 style,、
right.
这种风格的人啊。Mm-hmm. 那理智刚刚你一直用的词是
rational.
Okay, so rational,我觉得也是理智最对应的一个翻译。
Yes, that's right.
后来你又说反义那种很情绪化的 emotional.
Emotional.
啊
Emotional.
Emotion 我们都知道是情感和情绪、mm. So if someone is very emotional,、
mm-hmm.
usually 我们 imply, 我们暗指的就是他可能不是那么理性。
Right.
Rational 不是还有一个反义词是 irrational?
Irrational, right, right. Yeah, but usually we use irrational for things like decisions. Like a rational person can still make an irrational decision.
Yeah, 我也觉得 irrational 更多的是指可能一个特定的事件你比较 impulsive, 比较冲动、
mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas rational 和 emotional 就是更可以来概括一个人的
Types.
对他是什么类型、是吧更 general 的 personality、
right.
maybe.
And there actually is one other word that comes to mind when I think about rational、and that is reasonable.
Reasonable, 就你讲不讲道理
Right, right, exactly. So、if someone is not being reasonable, then they're
不讲道理
Right, right, right. Now, of course, a price can also be reasonable or not reasonable.、
对就买东西这个东西很
That's not reasonable.
Yeah, yeah.
We wouldn't say like the prices are rational.
其实形容人的 types 啊或者个性的话还是 rational 和 emotional 这个对立这个 pair 比较常用。
Yeah, one last thing about、reasonable too. I think a reasonable person is probably a mix、between, you know, rational, probably mostly rational, but emotional.
Yeah, that's a great point. 我觉得一个 reasonable 的人就是能很好的平衡理智与情感，是不是？有的时候太过理智，可能就是 it could be too cold.
Right, right.
Not empathetic enough.
Right, exactly.
Let's still go back to the name of this show.
Right.
因为它之前有一个名字
Right.
Which I thought was maybe not as good as this one, not as rational.
Okay, what was the name?
这个电视剧以前的名字叫《无法恋爱的理智派》。
Okay, The Woman Who Cannot Fall in Love, or The Rational
Woman who cannot
fall in love.
It sounds very judgy.
Yeah, it does.
是吧？就是觉得、yeah. 觉得 oh, it's her problem. She can't fall in love because she's too sensible.
Too rational, yeah.
Yeah, too rational.、Mm-hmm. But speaking of titles, 这个 TV show 它是改编自一个小说。It's adapted from a novel.
Okay.
然后那个 novel 叫《阿尔法守则》。
Ah, okay.
Which I really think is very good, 因为讲到 alpha.
嗯、mm.。
阿尔法 ,alpha,
这
希腊语里面的首字母嘛对不对
?A,alpha,
但英文里面我们也可以形容一个人的性格很 alpha。
Yes, yes, so alpha is basically the go-getter type, very, very...
Very driven.
Very driven.
Very ambitious.
Very ambitious, that was the word I was looking for.、
Right.
See, I am very much not an alpha.
And, you know, it's interesting in relationships, 很多这个恋爱或者婚姻的关系里面都会说 which one is the alpha.
The alpha, yeah.
有比如有的太太就老公比较听太太我们可以说 oh, she's the alpha.
She's the alpha.、
Right?
She wears the pants in that relationship.
How, Enough about titles and different words. 我们现在来看看这部戏啊。
Okay.
好，那这部戏里的女主角秦岚演的这个角色 ，We all know she's very rational. She's also very driven.、
Mm-hmm.
但是呢，她就是工作的环境，这个公司是很男性主导的。
嗯、male dominated.
Yeah, so she works in a very male-dominated company.
Shock.
Male 是男性、mm. 对不对然后 to dominate 就是主导所以我们可以把这两个词加在一起来形容一个环境比如 a male-dominated industry.
Right, male-dominated society.
Exactly. 哎，其实我觉得这个不同的 industry, 不同的行业不同的公司真的区别还挺大的
Sure, so often teaching they'll talk about that as not really being a male dominated
比如教育行业、啊 mm. 其实 我一直觉得自己还挺幸运的 because it is、not a very male dominated industry、
right.
So as a woman, as an entrepreneur the environment is probably friendlier than I don't know if you work in the oil industry
Right
Finance, right? 金融。
Right.
那秦岚呢？她又是一个刚刚说很 alpha, 很 ambitious, and she also has a very good educational background,、
mm-hmm.
legal background,
right?、
法律专业。那这个戏里面呢，我们就 follow 她如何在这个 male-dominated company 里面晋升，
mm.
打破玻璃天花板。
Okay, so a couple great phrases come to mind. If you want to rise in a corporate environment, we often talk about climbing the corporate ladder.
Oh, so 英文是用梯子是吧、mm. 中文我们就会说想要往上爬、
mm.
which 我觉得听起来不是特别文雅
Yeah, yeah, that can be dangerous. You can slip.
往上爬对所以英文最常用的是用爬梯子是吧而且 corporate 就是企业
Right
企业的这个梯子
Right、
这个说法你觉得有一点贬义吗还是说是很 neutral 很中性的
I mean it depends who you ask I would say it's neutral The、mm. thing is It's what people want in their life Because it's fairly safe and secureBut not everybody wants safe and secure.、
嗯、
It's fairly predictable.
Yeah, climb the corporate ladder.、嗯、那么打破玻璃天花板英语就是 exact translation.
Yeah, exactly. Break the glass ceiling.
Ceiling, 对、嗯。Ceiling 就是天花板。
Right.
对不对所以他这里就是说女性有很多这个天花板。所以它这个比喻是因为 glass 是透明的嘛。
Right, you can see through it.
对所以你远看可能没有。But actually,
it's there,
right. 是存在的。
Right, right, right. Because everything is always telling us that, oh, men and women are equal. Of course you're、
yeah.
equal. Why can't you, you know, why can't you rise as,
to the top
as、yeah. fast or as much as、mm. men do? Well, because oof, there's obstacles.
Exactly.
You can't see them, but they're there.
是是。好那除了在职场上面这个女主角有很多很多的 battles 有很多很多的 struggles、mm. 她在家也很挺有 struggled because she has a single mother
Oh yeah and I mean we should add or maybe it's kind of obvious if we're watching this show, but she is a Chinese mother. It's kind of important, I've noticed, it's important to Chinese mothers to tell their children to get married.
你的意思是她是很典型的,就是担心,特别担心女儿终身大事的妈妈,对不对?
Right.
Yeah, I guess her mother is always feeling like insecure.
Mm.
因为单亲妈妈很不容易嘛,所以她很希望女儿就是有一个好的归宿, right? Find a good guy,
mm-hmm.
get married, you know, your career is important, but if you don't have a family,
right.
your life is not full. 所以其实现在我觉得每个 generation 都会有代沟嘛, 跟自己的父母啊, 这些, 就是在价值观上面, in terms of our values,
mm-hmm.
Some of our values are different, and some of them even clash. 有的时候会冲撞,
yeah.
对不对?
Sure. Obviously, there are those that never change, but you're right. But when it comes to work and love, those ones seem to constantly clash.
Exactly. 然后他在戏里面, she actually finds love,
mm-hmm.
但是他找到的这个爱是 有点 problematic,
well,
有点问题.
It's probably not the one that, or the type that her mother would be
yeah,
so happy
yeah.
with.
是, 不是那么 typical.
Mm-hmm.
就是她有一个同事, 我觉得现在对于职场恋爱, 每个公司 policy 不一样啊, 有很多公司就是也是不能职场, well, if you have a reporting relationship,
yeah.
有汇报关系啊什么的, 肯定是不行哈。
Right, right. If you're someone's boss, that's a problem. But
yeah.
if this guy or this girl works in the cafeteria.
对对对,就没有直接工作接触或利益冲突的,对吧? Anyways, 他们两个最大一个问题是年龄。
Right, yeah, mom doesn't care so much about the job here. I think mom would care about the fact that he is 22.
So he just started working.
He just started life.
Yeah, a fresh college graduate, right?
Right?
A very bright young man. But she is, like we said, in her 30s,
mm-hmm.
in her mid-30s.
Yeah.
所以他们两个的age gap.
Age gap.
年龄差异还蛮大的。
Yeah.
就开始了一段姐弟恋。
Mm-hmm.
So 姐弟恋, guys, very, very important. Probably the most important thing is do not call it sister and brother love.
Yeah.
Yeah, 在英语里面什么sister brother love.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
就很奇怪, we should be calling the police,
yeah.
那英文你们会怎么表达这个?
Yeah, we don't really have a word for it. You know, I mean, if I were 22 and it were my friend,
yeah.
I would probably just say like, nice.
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 所以特别是这种年龄相差比较大的, 我觉得会用gap more than difference. Like, what's the age difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big age gap, 像有一个鸿沟这样。
Yeah, that's true,
yeah.
that's true. We could almost do a show on that next time.
Yeah. 我准备今天的节目, 所以看了一集, 然后 it's set in Shanghai,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it makes me really homesick.
Yeah.
All the shows about women in their 30s are set in Shanghai.
That is the only place where women are in their 30s. Everyone in Chengdu is in their 20s.
没有,32而已,我的point就是我每次看这个就很 homesick, 就很想家, 对。 And I'm also a woman in my 30s
mm-hmm.
from Shanghai.
I don't know why these shows don't star you. You should be in these shows.
好,我们下次品牌植入把我和你都植进去。好,那讲了那么多,我觉得这部戏还是很励志啊,very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just shows you how hard it is for a woman.
Sure.
In particular, a woman in their 30s,
mm-hmm.
especially in this male-dominated environment,
yes,
right?
Yes.
To achieve both career success, 然后还有自己 个人想要的东西也很重要嘛。
Right, yeah, we haven't even really got there yet, have we?
Yeah.
We talked about all of the other expectations, but we never really talked about our own hopes and desires.
对, it's tough to balance everything, and
mm-hmm.
而且我看这个戏一个感受就是, it's not teaching you like how to balance these things,
mm-hmm.
because she's constantly struggling.
Right.
她说我自己都很难平衡。
Mm-hmm.
对, 但是看秦岚在这个戏里, 做的一些决定,就还是觉得这个戏是在鼓励女性, 可以挣脱各种各样的束缚, 就是,
mm-hmm.
去 pursue 你自己想要的东西。
Right, right. Jenny asked about this sentence before we started, and the translation that came to mind was cast off the shackles.
哦，挣脱束缚是吧？
But that's a really...
听起来很有战斗感 battle.
Right, yeah, like you're actually wearing chains.
对对对、
but it is a great expression, it's a great metaphor. And the shackles, they don't need to be the shackles of society or of a male-dominated industry. It can really be our own shackles, our own minds.
Mind, exactly. Yeah, so to justBreak the mold.
Become what you want to be.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。大家有没有看《理智派生活》这个电视剧呢 ？Do you relate? 啊、你有没有共鸣？都可以告诉我们。
Right. Or do you know of any other shows that have been aired or will soon be aired about women in their 30s?
好，今天的节目就到这儿。We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
Bye, guys.